Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, AFL fans and footy fans in general can get a little bit passionate when it comes to supporting their team, barracking for their team. We just all remember when our Buddy Franklin booted his, I think it was his 1,000th goal or something like that. The whole, like, thousands and thousands of people just around the field and were getting excited. People were even dumping ashes on their loved ones and things. It got a bit crazy.
Disposed of Nana's remains after Buddy kicked his 1,000th.
Yeah. I've been to a couple of cricket matches and football games where streakers have tried to get on the field. Some of them, like, tripped over, didn't even make it onto the field. Others made it onto the field, but when you do something like that, it stands out like a sore thumb if you're just one streak. Obviously, with the Buddy Franklin thing, they couldn't arrest, you know, thousands upon thousands of people. So
just baffling why people do it. People just feel this overwhelming urge to just strip naked and run out onto the pitch of a sporting event.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like back in the ancient times when they held the Olympics, you wouldn't even bat an eyelid at a streaker.
It'd be a sport.
Because everyone was naked anyway when they played the original Olympics.
Yeah, the athletes would be the naked people.
That's right. So they weren't such thing as streakers. But now it's like, oh, I can't wait to disrobe and get out in front of
the
everybody.
The fines are so huge as well. That's what I understand. Yeah. You get banned and all that sorts of stuff as well. But we have clothes streakers as well. We have nude streakers. But one of them that's a clothes streaker, a very passionate AFL fan, Jeremy Courtfriend, this guy, he got done in 2017 for streaking at an AFL game at his beloved Adelaide Oval. And well, over the weekend, he was at it again.
He's a repeat offender, having already been fined and banned in 2017.
You do it once and you get penalised for it. To do it again, you've got to be penalised harder.
But the 34-year-old still doesn't believe he's caused any harm.
For anyone out there that's having a bit of a go at me, like, it's just a Aussie bogan thing to do, but yeah, just a bit of a laugh and a larrikin thing.
Yeah.
Was it an under-12s event, though? Like,
no, it was...
I mean, there's certain games you can streak at.
Yeah. Certain games will get you on, like, some sort of registry that you don't want to be on. Other ones, maybe not so much. But, yeah, 6 years he got banned.
Okay.
6 years banned from the Adelaide Oval. And that's just what they've given him. There could be more on top of that as well. But as you would imagine, for someone to even do something like that, surely alcohol's a factor.
Well, I don't know. You do it once, you go, okay, I was under the influence. Please forgive me, your magistrate. I beg for your mercy. Second time, you're like, this person is a serial streaker.
Yeah, it looks like you're down a couple of beers before it as well.
Oh.
Jeremy says he'd had at least 20 pints before running onto the field, but he's promising to be on his best behaviour when he's finally allowed back here in 2028.
I won't be doing it again, definitely, because I love me footy that much.
That's what he said the first time.
I won't be 20 pints? First of all, he'd be broke.
Yeah.
Spending that, like having that many beers at an AFL game. But secondly, like, how did you even get your clothes off? You know what I mean? If you had too many beers and you go home, you're just like, you try to undo your buttons, you're like, oh, I'll get it in the morning. You just collapse on a bed.
He was that drunk, he forgot to take his clothes off.
Oh.
He was fully clothed and he actually dodged a couple of security guards. He got caught because he fell over because he's too drunk.
Okay, right.
He didn't make it. But obviously, it's going to be probably a bit of a big fine when he fronts court later on. But he's actually trying to auction off some memorabilia from the incident.
In a bizarre twist, he's now attempting to sell the shoes he was wearing during his mad dash with a price tag of $500. He'll likely need every cent. He's facing a $5,000 fine when he faces court in October.
Is he allowed to sell that? Isn't that proceeds of crime or something?
I guess it is.
A war against that?
I don't like his luck. Like, you see, like, legendary AFL players try and sell their boots off. They've kicked, like, 1,000 goals off Buddy Franklin or, you know, played their 400th game or something like that. A guy is trying to sell his boots, I guess, from a game where they saw very little, you know, time on the Adelaide Oval. Somehow I think $500 is a little bit steep.
I think so.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Been a long time since my clubbing days, Hutsy.
Yeah, me too. I'm too much of a tight ass. It costs too much.
Oh, is that why you don't go anymore?
Oh, of course. Like, you go for watered-down drinks, it costs 5 times as much, or 10 times as much now as what your homebrew you can make that for. You got to get there, you got to get a taxi. No, thank you.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of going to clubs when I was, in my younger days, because they didn't play the music I liked.
Mm.
The only reason I went to a club was for the chance to meet someone, hoping that maybe, you know, the spark of romance would be there. There's a club in Darlinghurst in Sydney, Club 77. They've just issued all these new rules to their patrons, basically saying there's certain things you can't do. If you're planning on going to this club to find someone, forget about it.
Oh, okay.
So they've got a full list of rules banning people from doing certain things, which I wish some of the clubs I went to had this back in the day. Like, there should have been a ban of anyone dancing to this. Like,
oh, yeah.
Again, that indicates how long ago I went to clubs. Like, the Macarena was
That's like the 90s version of the Nutbush, isn't it, that one? Like,
but at this Club 77, they are going to have people in pink vests walking around, and they are safety officers, and they're going to be keeping an eye on the patrons to make sure they are following the rules.
Oh, no.
Most of the rules are aimed at preventing harassment, which is fine.
That's
totally all right. Yep. You know, whether it's a woman or a man, no one should be harassed when they're going out and just having fun with friends at a club. Totally okay. But one of the venue's policies is that when you interact with a stranger, you must... It says, quote, any engagement must begin with verbal consent.
Okay.
So before you can even try a pickup line, you have to go up and say, excuse me, can I get your verbal consent to try a pickup line on you?
Wow. So I can no longer walk up to someone that back in my days is quite attractive and just like bow or give them a nod
of
appreciation before we engage in conversation.
At least, though, they're up front, like, because they could say, no, I don't give you verbal consent. At least they shut you down at the start of the night rather than towards the end of the night.
You save money on buying all these drinks.
Yeah. But this is the one that gets me, okay? Let's say you haven't got consent. Well, maybe you're like, oh, well, I'll just have a look around to see if there's someone else who I think may give me verbal consent to engage in a conversation with them. I don't even know if it's written consent. You have to sign an affidavit of some kind. I don't know. But one of the things that is banned in Club 77 is staring. That has been highlighted as a form of harassment, and it says if you are, for example, staring at someone from afar, if the attention you are giving to someone is unwanted, that's considered harassment, and you will be asked to leave.
But I thought staring was caring. That was the motto, wasn't it?
Like,
or is that sharing? I don't know.
No, it's apparently it's not. I don't know. Like, if it was Kevin from the Wonder Years, he'd be out in the first 5 minutes. That kid spent half of every episode just staring at Winnie, just like, ooh, while he's got his internal monologue.
Yeah.
Like, how are hypnotists supposed to pick up now?
Exactly,
like,
right.
Look into my eyes. Nah, sorry, buddy. You got to go, oh, what?
I'm going to have to wear sunglasses.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a mirrored sunglasses stall and set it up right outside Club 77. Profit, baby.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, Brad, me and you like to keep hip when it comes to social media and things and stay on top of the curbs and the trends and all those sort of things and the viral trends. Not so much TikTok because I can't dance, but yesterday afternoon I was scrolling through about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and I'm going, okay, all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting all these little notifications about all these pages that I follow. Anytime that someone's posting to them, it just keeps coming up. So there's a few other people in radio that we follow. One of those is Bianca Dye, who's pretty popular. She's on other shows and things like that. And I'm scrolling through. I think it was her birthday recently or something, and I'm just seeing all these people wishing a happy birthday. I'm like, oh, that's odd. Mm. Doesn't usually do that. Scrolling through a few other pages that I follow, like a Hamish and anyone, all of a sudden, anything that's getting posted to their wall is coming up on my feed over and over. Like, you're just scrolling down the phone.
Yeah.
And any celebrity page that you follow, that's all that was coming in your feed was people posting to their pages, to those celebrities.
Yeah. I had a mate who posted something last night and he goes, all right, Facebook. Or he said, all right, Mark Zuckerberg, what's the joke? And I had no idea what was going on because my feed was one of the few that was unaffected, I think.
Yeah, it didn't take long for people to get truly on top of this. One of the people that got basically pushed to the top the most was it was actually Justin Bieber. He was pretty popular. I'm sure he was probably saying that as well. All of a sudden people posting these random things to his page. And what it was doing was, anyone that was posting to a Justin Bieber page, like, usually it'd be buried so deep, no one would ever see it.
Right.
He probably not going to see it himself. But because of this glitch, it was like going to a worldwide feed. So you just had random people posting anything to Justin Bieber on his page, and it was the top of people around the world's feeds. Like, it was like a number one trending topic.
So they were putting a message on Justin's wall, and it was going to your wall and everybody else's sort of thing.
Yeah.
You were seeing the messages.
You'd be able, if you follow Justin Bieber, luckily I don't, all of a sudden your feed would have just been like notifications and people contacting his wall and leaving comments on his wall. So you're scrolling through, and it didn't take long before people started taking the piss out of this.
Of course.
Obviously.
The algorithm's broken.
Yeah, they're posting all these memes to Mark Zuckerberg and other random people just getting all sorts of messages out there. Mm. People were starting little GoFundMe pages about with their sick cats and stuff because obviously the world can see it. So they're like, okay, well, maybe more hits I can get on this.
Yeah, sure.
Someone even got that cheeky that they're obviously a fan of One Direction and they posted to One Direction on their wall. It was just like, okay, well, it hasn't been in operation for a while. And then they just left a message saying, just posting this here for when you guys come back. I'll wait patiently.
Is Niall okay? It's like the one message.
Whole thing getting out of hand as well. Mark Zuckerberg must be pulling his hair out because we'll take your mind back to 2021 October when Facebook, WhatsApp and Instagram went offline for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
$9.6 billion. Went off the value of
Facebook and all the others.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know how much he's lost in this latest thing. Obviously, the numbers will probably come out the next couple of days and everything, but I'm just spewing as well because I feel like I've lost out. You know, I sold the middle management mobile like a week ago. Imagine if I took this to the world.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know. I would have got $550 instead of $500.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.